This is Tahira Monique Brown. Today, I am going to focus on the production of the prayer. And we are introducing our three leading actors, one being Bobby White, Ty Taylor, and introducing Chanel Fort. Of course, you know I've been working on this project for some time. And one of the things that we have been facing in this production is I've been challenging actors to do things out of the ordinary, mainly because of the type of writer that I am. I am choosing some actors that has never acted in film before. But Bobby White comes from a long history with me, and I really wanted him for years now to portray my perpetrator. And I met Ty Taylor downtown Birmingham, and when I saw him walk, I knew he needed to play the attorney. And then Chanel Fort, years ago when I made her my heart daughter, and I heard that laugh, but then her personality, I knew this had to be me. So over the years, I've really been fighting for her to portray me, and I think she will do an amazing job. We just shot a trailer. I can't wait to see it get edited by Bruce Nix to see how it turns out. One of the things that I challenged them to do is to do what I call internalizing characters, where some people may refer to it as method acting, which none of my actors have I mentioned this to. Bobby White more than likely knows what it is, and Ty Taylor more than likely knows what it is, but no one else in my actors' character-driven people knows exactly what it is. But I wanted them to be the characters that I write about. And so each person that got to play a part in this movie actually got to research who the people were and be able to make themselves be these people. And asking them to internalize characters was a real challenge for some, and especially any of my actors that had non-speaking roles, which when I got verification from Bobby White that he will portray my nemesis, I knew I wanted him to do it without lines. So I think he was kind of surprised when he got the script and saw that he did not have lines. And that really gave him a bigger challenge to really research what it would take to be this character. So on the day of filming, people really, really believed that he was a real prisoner on that day. I mean, really believed it, especially when they shot at the courthouse and they shot in the courtroom. They really thought he was a real prisoner. And so there was a fear on the set to leave him alone for fear that they may take him away to prison. But anyway, I just wanted to talk briefly about that. And maybe the next time I will record more information about what method acting is. And if you're familiar with method acting out there, please write us what you think. And follow me on Darkness to Light Films, my site on Facebook. My name, Tahira Monique Brown. Follow me on TahiraMoniqueBrown.com. This is Tahira Monique Brown. Now, have a fantastic day.